Islam in daily life. The following program has been prepared by Dr. Syed Al-Nabi. Almost midway through the 1980s, the Islamic banking movement, now in its third decade, is continuing its remarkable progress, surpassing what has been called the challenge of the third decade: expansion, consolidation, and acceptance. The movement is gaining increasing momentum and cautious respect, despite the skepticism of traditional Western bankers, and Muslims themselves are showing a growing confidence in it. The vision behind the movement is the development of an integrated network of financial services based on Quranic principles of banking, solidarity, and finance. The Sharia principles of financial management were set out by the Prophet Muhammad during his last pilgrimage in his farewell sermon, when he spoke about the perfect system at which Muslims should aim. The Sharia position is quite clear. What Islam objects to in the capitalist system based on interest or riba is that interest is fixed and predetermined, and the working partner or the borrower is liable to pay no matter what his performance or the performance of the business might be. The Sharia position is quite simply that if you lend a man money, then you do not get interest at all. However, if you are prepared to go into a venture with him, then you share in the risk with him. In the Islamic system, the capitalist enters in the risk with the man doing the work, while in the riba system, the owner of the capital puts up his money at no risk at all. The basis of Islamic banking is therefore risk-sharing, hence the profit or loss system. There is no question that it is difficult for an Islamic banking system to operate under conditions that are not themselves subject to Islamic law. However, if one introduces a new system, one has to introduce it into the economic structure of a particular society and to take into account that you are operating under certain restrictions. The hope is that one may be able to influence others and show that in terms of increasing profitability, Islamic banking is worth emulating. And in terms of the economic well-being of the entire community, the system may be worth adopting and protecting by the government. Islamic banking in the 1950s was falsely represented by its enemies as a system based on religious dogma, rather than on sound economic principles. During the next decade, the status of Islamic banking improved marginally, but was only just tolerated and was thought of as an unworkable system by some Muslim and Western bankers. In the past 10 years, the Islamic banking movement has made tremendous strides and is now represented on 5 continents and has become increasingly accepted among Muslims. Even Western bankers and academics are becoming aware of its operations and potential, with a view to exchanging ideas, business transactions, joint ventures, projects, and trade financing, all, of course, under Sharia principles. Not surprisingly, the latest newcomers to the movement are subsidiaries of the 2 front runners in Islamic banking, the Al-Baraka Group and the Dar al-Ma'al al-Islami Group. Al-Baraka has launched the Al-Baraka Islamic Investment Bank as an offshore banking unit in Bahrain, and the Al-Baraka Bank Sudan, which is based in Khartoum. Both banks have a capitalization of $200 million, of which $50 million are fully paid up. Dar al-Ma'al al-Islami is awaiting the processing of its application by the Turkish Central Bank to establish Turkish subsidiaries of its Islamic investment and Takaful, the Islamic alternative to Western insurance companies. Turkey earlier this year published a special decree paving the way for Islamic banks to be set up in the country after extensive lobbying by various Islamic banks. While the usury-taking banks have seen a slowdown in growth due to the impact of the international recession and unstable rates, Islamic banks have shown remarkable growth and have generally returned higher percentages annually on deposits. The Islamic banks have strong growth plans in countries with large Muslim populations, some after an average of less than 5 years of activity. In the past year, the Malaysians have set up the Bank Islam Malaysia in Kuala Lumpur. Another major achievement of the past year has been the Luxembourg-based Islamic Banking System International, or IBS. IBS's subsidiary, Islamic Bank International, or IBI, of Denmark, is the first Islamic bank to get a full banking license in the West, an important achievement as it should set the precedent for other Western countries to follow suit. Other banks which have been set up include the Islamic Corporation Limited and the African Arabian Islamic Bank, which aim at combining high investment returns with social responsibility. The latter has some unique features, one of which is that 30% of the fees it earns, not from the dividends to depositors, are donated to Islamic and other humanitarian causes worldwide, especially in Africa, the Caribbean, and Southeast Asia. And that concludes today's edition of our program, which was prepared by Dr. Syed El Nabi. Islam in daily life.